You said that you and your boyfriend were like gonna move in together.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about it for like 2 months.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Like 4 or 5 months.
How did you feel when things kind of like didn't go that way?
Oh, I was so angry. Welcome back to another episode of Pierogi Pod. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we ended last week's episode with me mentioning, or both of us mentioning, how I don't have an Instagram anymore. So did I share that on, like, during a check-in a couple months ago when I tried to deactivate?
Yes.
Can I just say these people are very smart, because I feel like they have made it very difficult to deactivate. So I don't know how I did it, but I was able to like send myself an email and actually reset the password. I reset it and finally deactivated it. And it's been 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's been really, really good. I will occasionally check it on Pierogi Pod. And, you know, I'm not like always checking our Pierogi Pod feed, mm-hmm. but the accounts that we follow, like, they're very great. Like, they're very inspiring. It's really cool. I feel like I've gotten to know the Korean community, like, in K-Town, LA specifically, a lot better. But yeah, I won't spend too much time on there, though. But yeah, so if you can't find me,
just follow our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna just be really on. Yeah, maybe this will, like, help me, like, post more of my life through our Pierogi story. But also, it's deactivated, so I didn't delete it.
Right.
But I hope to be so detached from it to the point where if I ever installed it again,
right,
I would not want to check it, right? Like, I want to be so detached from it.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a me issue. Got to do more digging. But yeah, it's just like, I'm not, like, I feel too much FOMO, like, being on Instagram. Whereas TikTok, there's too many degrees of separation.
Right.
That it's just so funny and it's fun. But other than that, March Madness, mm-hmm. so sad. Especially, you know, you're not invested in them. When there's money on the line, it's like, ugh. So our company did something, and I was too optimistic from the start. Too optimistic. Mm. I think I chose Auburn to win, uh-huh. And then they lost, like, Sweet 16 or even before that, maybe.
Oh, no.
But, sorry, this episode's coming out, and this is so unnecessary. But anyway, so then recently, the PGA Tour, or the PGA Masters in Augusta happened, right?
Oh, Augusta National.
Yes, yeah. And so there was another one of these things, and it's a four-day thing, right? The Masters are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So on Friday, end of Friday, guess who was in the lead?
Colin Morikawa.
Oh, I meant, like, in terms of choosing your players and stuff. I was in the lead.
Oh, okay.
I was in the lead. So I was like, oh my God, yes. Because first place was going to get $150, like, either to a round of your choice, or people who don't golf, to like a dinner for two type of thing. And the second place was going to be $100, and then third place, a $50 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods, which I walked in there, and it's actually a really nice store. And so anyways, I was just like really excited. I was like just really gassing myself up, and I was like, okay, like, to my boyfriend, when I win, I'll like buy us dinner, blah, blah, blah. It ends on Sunday, and I'm like trying to like see everyone who they chose.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so confident I got second place. That's still $100. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. I got a hundred. So end of the story, I got fourth place.
Oh no.
And I didn't win anything because I chose C. Smith. I don't remember his name. C. Smith, Scotty, and SJM, that Korean dude.
Uh-huh.
And so I miscalculated and I didn't win.
Okay. That's okay. Hopefully you guys continue doing all these bets.
Yeah. No, I think it's just gonna like we've chopped the tree twice, you know? Like, I feel like I'm not gonna win, and it's just gonna keep like
going down.
Yeah, until we're like down in the roots.
Okay.
You just gotta, like, you know.
Here's something I wanna bet you in golf.
No. This is cheating. Like playing?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
I think that's the only thing I could beat Julian. But yeah, for me, I think we need to start a baby daddy counter, because, guys, yet another baby daddy is in my DMs. Not that the first two were in my DMs per se, but, like, what is going on? Like, I genuinely, universe, God, I am not ready to be a baby mama, a baby stepmama. No, thank you. Because, okay, went to a party. It was really freaking fun. It was just a bunch of random people from different industries. And I had to, like, take photos of people with, like, one of our prop things because, like, I'm marketing, right?
That's part of marketing. I'm so sad I didn't take a picture with that.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. It's so fine. Sad. It's fine.
Do you have it?
Oh, no, it's at my apartment.
Oh, but it's, like, yours.
Yes.
So I can take a picture with it.
Absolutely. And so I had to take photos of people. And so I'm taking photos. And then I take a photo of, like, these two guys with the prop. And then, you know, in order to send them the photo later, I was like, oh, give me your Instagram. And so we exchanged Instagrams. I'm very professional with it. Send him the photo. I was like, thanks for coming out. He sends, like, a Memoji, like, doing a thumbs up. And I'm like, okay. And then 2 days, and I just, like, liked the message. 2 days later, he goes, you want to go shopping? Come over early, baby. I got you. Where you at, though? And I was, like, quite uncomfortable. Guys, this is at 11:16 a.m. It was quite, I was just like, what is going on? And so I ignored it, obviously. Second message on Wednesday at 9:45 a.m., he goes, what up, gorgeous? What's up with today? I should be able to link up by probably 4 to 7 once I'm not so busy. I was like, sir, I was not asking for your entire day's schedule.
Oh, my God.
And don't get me wrong. Okay, low-key, I'm gonna make a confession. First message, when he asked if I wanted to go shopping, I was like, should I go get a designer bag? Like, I literally went through his Instagram and was like,
yeah, because the Chanel's in another raise.
Exactly. And so I was like, okay, let me stalk your Instagram to see if you have money. if he don't got multiple chains, I don't know if he got money. He has to have a rotation going. And so I was going through and I was stalking his Instagram and I go, oh my God, is that a child in his photo that he is carrying? And I'm like reading the captions, right? And he goes,
well, that's a big baby.
It's number one. Yeah, that's a big baby. Me and the baby are matching shoes. I think we have the same size feet. Yeah. And then I'm going up and I'm so confused. And then it says, dad of blank junior. And I was like, oh my God. Number three. Baby daddy number three. And so, guys, I don't know what's up.
I think I need to start, like, writing this down.
No, literally.
The guys that we attract when we go out. And this goes way back, you guys, from when we went to Temple in SF.
Oh my God.
I don't even remember what, like, your guy was, but it doesn't matter because it's been updated. Well, at least updated to baby daddies.
I know. No, this is, like, genuinely concerning. Like,
three. I wonder what you give off.
I don't know what it is.
It was, like, the motherly, like, nurture in you.
Oh god, I need to shut that off.
I think you're too caring.
I actually think I need to shut it, dude.
Like, you're too you give off too nurturing vibes.
Okay, honestly, you know what the issue is also, is, like, I feel like for a while I was, like, trying to be this, like, mysterious girl. I'm not mysterious at all. If anyone's mysterious, Julia's mysterious, especially since you deactivated your Instagram. You're so freaking mysterious, because I'd be out right at the beginning of the night, I'm, like, not really talking, and by the end of it, I'm literally the only one on the dance floor, and I'm like, ooh, I forgot. I forgot to be mysterious.
Oh, this is funny. Yeah. Okay, wait. So you were trying to be mysterious, but then it didn't work out, and you think that's why?
Maybe. They just, like, you know, I'm too friendly when they start talking to me.
I don't think that's bad. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, like, being, like, yeah, nurturing. Like, you know, I wish I had half, like, you know, the other day I was telling my boyfriend, like, this is not a joke, okay? I was like, I feel like it's so hard to be kind. I was like, it is so hard for me to be kind. Like, you know, I feel like it comes so naturally for people, but I feel like I really have to try to be kind and caring. And I'm not, like, this is no pity. I just genuinely, I just feel like it's difficult. So it's not a bad thing. It's definitely not a bad thing.
Honestly, Julie, if we were to have kids, they would be the perfect mix. Because I find it so hard to, like,
not be kind,
set boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think you're good at boundary setting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
that's crazy.
Tally it up.
Make a PowerPoint.
I would like to
prepare
not have.
Prepare for Christmas this year.
I would like to not have any more.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I would not want you to have any more either.
Yeah, literally. Okay, if it gets any higher, if the number goes up one more time, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Maybe you're just like so hot when you go out. Because I saw the fit. Did you guys see the fit? The fit was hot.
Thank you so much.
That's why.
Honestly, Urban has been doing...
What did I tell you? Yeah. I feel like you always gave me so much shit for shopping at Urban. But honestly, just the efficiency. Like, if there is a look that you want, like, they have it.
They have it,
and then you just buy it.
Yeah. And so I don't know. There's some crack in there. Because, dude, it's literally been saving my life. Day before event, I go in there, I find something I like, and they'll have just one of my size.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, but this week, a quick update. I feel like we've talked about this on and off the pod.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, do you remember in the beginning of like 2020, there would be a phase when you wanted to move out, and then when you didn't want to move out and you were okay living at home, then I really wanted to move out. And I feel like it was like a hot potato.
Yep.
Like a couple times. Yep. And then you finally moved out.
Yeah.
Right?
Like almost a year ago now.
Yeah. Almost a year ago, you moved out, and I'm moving out soon. It's like official. Like, I have to move out because I have housemates, and it's like locked in. Like, that's every cool. time before that, it was just like I was very wishy-washy with it because right. it's not like I was tied down to any specific person. But it's like, it just feels more surreal because their leases end at the end of May and we've agreed to live together. Like, we didn't sign anything, but it's a real deal. So that is coming up really soon. And yeah, I the journey has kind of just begun.
Right.
But I wanted to talk about how I'm prepping for it.
Yeah.
And probably ask you a lot of questions because this will actually be my very first time living outside the home. And I'm not going to include college because I only lived outside for 1 year.
Right.
And I just made a living out of it.
Yeah. Because I think like when you first start apartment hunting, it's like, it's so intimidating, right? Because you have to like start thinking about, what are the things you need in a place? And then oftentimes I feel like you don't know until like you're actually living there. Like, oh, shoot, I wanted this. Oh, shoot, I wanted this. Right. And so I guess like just to start things off, like, for me, when moving out, I had like a list of non-negotiables that I had to cross-reference with my roommates to make sure that we were getting everything that we needed. Uh-huh. And so like in general, I think like the big things were washing machine.
Yes.
In unit, parking, central AC. Don't hit me with that. Don't hit me with that window AC. Absolutely not.
What's a window AC?
So there are AC units that you can install in your window. Uh-huh. It's like the big chunky ones. Yeah. It like seems a little outdated.
So is your like window cracked open?
Yeah,
all the time.
Much. Yeah, pretty much. And so
can't you just pop that out and someone could rob you?
Well, usually you'll put like a screen at the top of the window and whatnot to make it more secure. But like, if I want it to be cold, I want it to be cold everywhere, not just in my room. And then oftentimes I feel like I get really sick when it's the window AC. I don't know what it is about it, but I just feel like it's almost too cold and I don't like the air that it's grabbing. I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not even curious where our air conditioning. I'm not even curious.
I don't want to think about it.
You know what I do? I do get sick when I'm in Korea
with
the Korean AC because that's really, really intense.
No, it's really intense. Yeah. And so I think it was AC, hardwood floors, high ceilings. Yeah.
High ceilings and hardwood floors are non-negotiables for you.
Yeah. Because me and my apartment mates, we lived in a place with carpet and it just.
I remember. That's the day I got my very first fast track ticket.
Oh, do you remember? I do remember. Yeah, I do remember because you accidentally got on that entrance, right?
Yeah, I was like so tired driving on the freeway. It came a couple months later and I was already back at school.
Oh, right.
And my dad was like, or my parents tried to joke around and like pull a prank on me, but they weren't aligned. So one of them told me it was like $2,500 and the other was like, it's $25.
Oh, gosh.
But anyways.
Yeah. And so when me and my roommates were living in college, three girls with all carpeted apartment, guys, I would literally drag my hand across a foot or carpet and it was a literal handful, like spread out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
absolutely hardwood floors are a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And so I guess like those are like the big things. But I guess for you guys, what have been like your non-negotiables?
So my apartment mates, they have lived outside their homes. Like one's not from the state. They have a lot of experience with what to even look for. I think that's where I get frazzled is I don't even know what to look for.
Right, right.
Like if I were to be moving to a studio and I didn't have like such helpful friends, I wouldn't have known to, you know, turn on the faucet, see the pressure there, or even the shower head, see the pressure there. And then like what most recently it was like, oh, can you check if the doors close properly?
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was a normal, like, why wouldn't the doors close properly? Yeah. But I guess that is a thing too. And I sound so privileged, but I mean, the reality is, I mean, I'm not paying the bills for the utilities, right? I live under my parents' roof, but like all those things, like, so there are apartments that do cover some of those utilities and then there are some that don't.
Right.
And so all this is like such a big learning lesson for me. And I think honestly, my only non-negotiable so far is that it's not across the school.
Oh,
like that's literally it. Yeah, the school bells, because I do have a hybrid schedule. And so when I am home, like I don't want to be hearing the third period bell or the recess bell. Or
that's a smart one.
It's like the school, and I don't want it to be like on an extremely busy street.
Right.
Like kind of like into the neighborhood.
Right.
I
just feel like it's a little bit more like dangerous.
Yeah, just dangerous in terms of like, there's too much traffic like of like actual people walking, but also like cars. I don't want to hear cars like, you know, racing each other, honking at each other. I just want to hear the cars because, you know, my boyfriend lives on kind of a busy street and kind of across from a karaoke.
God.
But I will say it doesn't bother me from sleeping because I've slept and taken naps easily.
Right.
I'm kind of a, I fall asleep kind of easily.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't really have any, like, I can't have my own restroom. It's not a non-negotiable.
Just a bidet. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could just bring that on my own. And even the bedroom. Maybe it's because I've never lived outside. I don't know what I need.
That makes sense.
Because honestly, the way I view it is if my apartment is not the most up to date, my boyfriend lives in like kind of a nice apartment, I could just do my work from there. Or I'm going into the office, you know, half of the week. So it's just really like, maybe I need to think more about it.
I do think you do, because you want to be comfortable at your home.
Well, see,
you know?
They all matter. I just don't know if it's a non-negotiable. Like, I don't know. Like I said, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want it to be across from a school because of the bells. I don't want it to be on a big street. I don't need there to be covered parking, but like parking spots available.
Yes.
Because, there are those like residential streets where like there is like maybe for two cars to fit, but the parking isn't so bad.
Right.
Like I'm sure on some days it's like on cleaning, on street cleaning days, it's going to be pretty bad, but it's like, it's not so bad.
Right.
Like I think where you live, it's not so bad.
It's bad.
No, it's not. I don't think I've ever had like a hard time looking for it when I would have to.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Because that's one thing that I think like me and my roommates think about a lot.
Now?
Like when one of us goes on a trip, it's really nice because two of us have parking. And then as soon as the third person comes back, first question is, when are you coming back? Because we're thinking about parking.
Oh.
It's always, oh, a day ahead. Oh, I have to find Julie parking. Or, like we have two people coming out. So two of us have to find parking.
But I guess I will think about like, I'm excited to like host things. Right? And I guess it would matter like that. The people visiting have places to park.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's a really big one. Because I feel like that's why I don't host that much.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't have enough parking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, no, I just think like, you know, just making a list of things that like, okay, they may be like nice to haves. But to be honest, if I want to like my apartment, if I want to like be able to live there comfortable, you should try to get all the nice to haves.
Yeah. Okay. Then, maybe they should be nice to haves for me when I think about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. An in-unit washer dryer.
Honestly, I think that's essential.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think that's essential.
What about a dishwasher?
I think dishwashers are essential. I have never used a dishwasher in my life.
I love them
so freaking much.
But you know,
my love for dishwashers, I need a sticker that says I heart dishwashers because I'm so serious.
So you guys had posted, or I think I saw your housemate's TikTok on it, right? Just like how you guys saved your water bill and stuff like that. And so obviously in my household, we do not use the dishwasher. Yeah. Actually, my mom will, but like they're all clean. She's doing like a second clean.
Oh God.
Right? But my boyfriend's place, they use a dishwasher. So I actually learned how to use the dishwasher this year. And the first time I ran it, I didn't put soap in it. And then after I ran it, I was like to my boyfriend, like, oh, why are the plates so dirty? And he was like, did you put this in? And I was like, oh, you have to put that in. And I was like, where do you put it in? I didn't even know where you would even put it in. But there's like a little thing.
Like a little sauce.
It looks like a Tide Pod.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys, I learned how to use a dishwasher this year.
24 years of life. Just learned how to use a dishwasher. Yeah. Yes. And so I think just thinking about all that, even like to the extent of like, oh, who are your neighbors? Like, do you guys have like, what are the utilities that your tenants pay? Because also,
yeah,
I tried to schedule all my viewings at a time when people would be home.
Yes. I think you told me that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Especially like the school, right? Like if you are going on tours on Saturdays, you don't actually get a good gauge of what the traffic is like when people are going to work, coming back from work, throughout the day. And our house, it's going to be one person is going in like just your regular 9 to 5 every single day and the other works at home. So I feel like we'll find like, we're all trying to look for a similar vibe, a more quiet, like it really aligns. We're all looking for the same location, a more quiet, friendly, I think kind of more young vibe.
Oh, yeah. 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 Honestly, I think that's really important too, is like having places nearby that you could just kind of like hang out at.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. This is making me think. I think because I've never lived outside, I'm just kind of taking their lead, which they have mentioned utilities and the dryer and the central AC. You know, we're obviously looking for any rent specials if they're still going on.
Yeah.
Flexibility in the move-in date and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've never done that, I'm just excited to tag along.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think if there's something I'm not pleased with at our apartment, I think right now I'm just like, oh, I could just go to my boyfriend's. Because it's a year. Like, I'm scared for when I need to furnish my room and then have to move all that out a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, I think, why I never made my college dorms or my college apartment ever too homey.
Yeah, because you're just like, I'm just going to have to move all this shit anyways.
I don't know how those people, like, you know those people who make it real homey?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute, but what do you do with all that stuff? Dude, my senior year, we threw everything away. Or I donated basically my entire room to a women's center, but like 3-4 lamps, an ottoman, like a mattress topper, like everything, all the hangers. And we're not gonna carry all that back 3,000 miles, like, you know, back home.
Right.
So it's like, okay, if I move in, we're moving in this year, but who knows, next year, maybe one of them wants to live with their significant other. Maybe I want to live with my significant other. Like, how am I gonna move all that?
To be honest, I've heard from multiple sources, aka TikTok. That movers are worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I definitely think, like, in terms of, like, moving into a place, I think you can do that on your own.
Yeah.
But I think moving out of a place, I don't want to deal with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And so, if possible, especially if you're moving, like, what, cross-country and or half cross-country.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oh, and I guess, like, something that matters to me, actually, though, is when the building was renovated or when it was built.
Mm.
Because the older the building, potentially more cockroaches.
A cockroach.
And I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it.
Are you okay with spiders?
Spiders, I'm okay.
Okay. It's just because cockroaches.
Because they're so thin.
Oh, what if it's a thick one?
But the thick ones I've seen tend to be smaller.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen the thick, big one in the house.
Dude, okay. So I've been living outside of my parents' home for a while now, for almost a year.
Oh, yeah.
And so I come home, like, what, every month or so? The other day, I saw thickums this big.
Where? Here?
In my room, yeah.
Because nobody's using your room?
Because nobody's using my room. I was like, I'm actually grossed like out. It wasn't hairy, but like it was like on the wall. This was my 5 a.m. night. This was my 5 a.m. night when I stayed up watching Business Proposal, and it went underneath the crack in my window. And then I don't know where it went. I just left it.
So my sister's room is not being occupied right at the house.
Right.
And I saw a small one. Oh. It was pretty thick. Like, it was a thick black. It was like a black,
ew,
you know?
Ew.
But it was like, it was smaller than a penny. I just let it live. I would have killed it, but I just let it live because they also say when you have spiders, it eats all the other bugs.
I just like don't see any other bugs.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see the other bugs. Who knows? They're in between the walls. But anyways, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, and you gotta watch out when you start going furniture shopping and all that. I don't know if you're the type to like buy things off of like Facebook Marketplace and whatnot, but if it's been outside,
yeah.
Dude, I have friends who they brought like termites in because they found like a really nice like cabinet or table or something outside, and they brought it in, and like literally their landlord was freaking out.
Do you think I'm, you know, I wish I could buy a bunch of stuff mm-hmm. from Facebook Marketplace, from thrift stores. Because do I want to drop $500 on a dresser? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't trust it.
Once you start realizing how expensive furniture is, though, I think you may try.
No, I've already started looking at Urban Home.
You should check out H&M and Zara Home as well.
They have a home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. I'm really scared I'm going to spend way too much money.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, probably I am.
I'm scared for your monthly budget.
Yeah, I'm really scared.
Yeah, maybe you should stop shopping.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we're getting, tax returns, so
yeah,
that'll
right.
go towards
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But speaking about furniture.
uh-huh.
Okay, no, just because, okay, let me backtrack. Here's the story. I was living at home, as you guys know,
mm-hmm.
or I still am,
mm-hmm.
and my boyfriend kind of wanted to move in together.
Oh.
And I was excited for it. Not sure if I was completely ready, but for a couple months, it was a truly long journey, maybe like 4 or 5 months. I like convinced myself, yeah, that's the next step.
Mm.
And so I'm all ready. And then he hits me up with he basically didn't want to give up the space because it's a really nice space.
Mm.
And by the time we would find out for the place that we were waitlisted for, it would be too close to the re-signing of the current lease, and he would feel too bad for his housemates,
oh,
or his apartment mates.
To find another replacement.
Kinda,
and all of
that. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then he doesn't want to lose, like, what if we didn't get off the wait list? So losing that place, but also losing this amazing apartment in a good location.
Yeah.
But in this process, it got me thinking, okay, if you and I do move in together, you as in my boyfriend, like, what are you going to bring from your apartment?
Mm.
Like, because they all jointly purchased all their furniture and they spent money. Like, that was never the intention. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm concerned for
you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you guys, it's like, yeah, they have like a two-piece, like total three-piece couch with like the table, like a coffee table, and what do you call the TV stand? Like a nice TV stand with the TV and a dining table and a rug. Like they have a money tree. Like they have a lot of stuff. So I was like, you guys all Venmo'd each other 33%, right? Like 33. Like when you guys move out, who's taking what? And that got me thinking, I am so freaking type A. So you guys are 33.
Yeah.
Is it like a joint? Like, did you guys all purchase it together or is this yours?
Yeah. Actually, you know what we did was we have a Excel document going and we basically like talked about like everything that we paid for. And I think the plan right now, and we documented price of everything and whatnot, but the plan right now is like we split it evenly for now, but then like when the time comes that we have to move out, whoever wants the piece, like I'm pretty sure like we're gonna do like a percentage thing of like you don't have to pay 100% of it back.
Uh-huh.
But it's gonna be like something.
But pays who?
Whoever paid for it. Whoever wants it. Like if I want the couch.
If you want the couch. But you bought it. Like you originally purchased it. Let's say for $100.
Yeah, let's say I purchased. No, let's use a divisible by three number. 90.
Okay, 90.
Yeah. So it's $90. I paid for it. They paid me $30 each.
Yeah.
But I think like if I want to take the couch, I think that.
You would pay them?
Yeah.
30 and 30. Or
it would be less. Like, it would probably be like 25.
Oh,
or
okay.
Even 2020 because it's like used or whatever, you know what I mean? Like you're not gonna pay like full price.
Oh, got it,
because assets depreciate.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
But then
okay.
Like we haven't honestly talked about it, but I will say like my mom when buying all of this shit, she was like, Hannah, you guys need to like just have one person pay for each of the big things.
So
because like you want to be able to take it.
Yeah
so I think
like,
that's
it's
the issue.
It's yours, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
well I guess an issue can arise though if like somebody broke it. Right, like if they had guests over and
somebody broke it.
Yeah, somebody broke it. Yeah, I could see.
Because also, like, you're not gonna ask your guests to be like, pay me back. Yeah. You know, like everyone always offers like, oh my god, I broke this, I'll buy you a new one. I'm like, that's weird, don't buy me a new one. Yeah. Even if you're sad about it.
I need to place myself in that situation. Well, it depends on the item. And I guess I was just also thinking about this because we also have an Excel sheet going. I'm pretty proud of it. It's not as color coded as I want it to be.
Right.
But I've also been seeing a lot on TikTok about like, oh, your type A friend, and when they plan out the itinerary with like visuals and stuff like that.
Right.
But there's a tab called furniture that my apartment mates created. And I thought it was so funny because I didn't notice that there were additional tabs.
Oh.
And they're just so silly. Yeah. Like one of them is going to bring 3 spoons. So I can definitely bring more spoons that I'll have to purchase because I'm not going to bring ones from home.
Wait, that's so funny.
But also they have so many things because like they currently live in their own apartments, right?
Mm.
So we're already gonna have a couch, and we're gonna have a dining table, and we're gonna have this and this and this, like kitchenware too. Oh my god, I don't have any kitchenware.
It's okay.
Actually, I feel like I can get a hand-me-down. I think my mom has like 3 air fryers.
God,
she like wanted like a bigger, like she got one, then wanted the bigger one, then wanted a bigger one. We have like a really big air fryer, and I know my sister has like a mini one too. So
you know, we lived without an air fryer.
You lived without one?
For like 10 months because we were trying to be minimalists.
Yeah.
Like that whole like not moving into a place because like you're gonna have to move out. We were like, okay, let's not bring anything.
What? You just said like you gotta make your place homey and comfortable. What do you mean?
But at the same time, like you're gonna do it on a minimalist-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't wanna bring unnecessary items.
Oh yeah, okay. Like, that reminds me of one thing. Remind me of closet afterwards. But what I wanted to mention about the furniture was I just typed in, I don't have anything, LOL. Oh, one of the apartment mates is on it.
Oh.
Let's see if
they're editing. She's currently green. Right now.
How do you
chat them?
Yeah.
Like that.
Hey. But yeah, I'll truly just have to be buying like the new. I cannot contribute a single item of furniture but yes.
Well, okay. Can I ask you a question? I have a snack in my mouth, but can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You said that you and your boyfriend were like gonna move in together.
Uh-huh.
For like what? You're talking about it for like 2 months?
Yeah.
How did you
like
feel?
Like 4 or 5 months.
How did you feel when things kind of like didn't go that way?
I was so angry. I was so angry because ultimately it would have been for myself. It was my decision, but I felt like in the process I convinced myself and that was the next plan because he said that was the next plan.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is the next move. And I was so down for it. But I was really upset when he brought it up. Mm-hmm. Like it escalated into like an argument because I didn't take it very well. Like I kind of exploded. Like I probably reacted a little too much, like a lot bigger than I should have. I just got really, really mad because it just seems so wishy-washy. Like moving, like signing a lease, getting on a wait list, like we didn't view places together. Like this is not a joke, mm-hmm. right? But also, so here's the catch though. I was really mad during that phone call. We were FaceTiming, but I got over it because the fact is you usually like don't go back to living with friends after living with a significant other.
Oh.
Right? So it's like, okay, sure, like another year or two, who knows, however long. Like it's like once you kind of move in, it's like, and if things go well, you're just gonna live with your partner for the remainder of the time. Mm-hmm. or like the remainder. So yeah, I don't feel like I like lost an opportunity.
That makes sense.
Yeah, if anything else, like I've gained an opportunity to live with friends beforehand,
right?
And so that's why I was like so angry in the moment, just because like the situation wise, it was like you wanted it more than me.
Yeah.
And here you convinced me and I convinced myself and like this was the next step.
Right.
But now you're backing out. So we could have avoided all that. But aside from that, I got over it because of that thought of just living with friends first.
Right.
And then secondly, because I didn't help out in the process at all. It was just him. Like it was him. So his current complex, he emailed the landlord to see if any of the other units were available.
Mm.
And even the other unit that we wanted, he was doing all the communication.
Right. So I couldn't invested your time and energy.
Yeah. Like I couldn't really get mad at him because I didn't really help out at all.
I
wasn't actively looking elsewhere and like sending him options either.
That makes sense.
And so I couldn't really get mad also.
Because I do think that like with moving out, like it feels like such a big commitment when it's like straight up a year, right? right? It's just like, oh, like, I don't know if I want to be here for that long. Oh. What if I change jobs? What if I move?
So I remember I was also upset though when he brought this up, because remember when I did want to move?
Yes.
I waited it out also. I waited out to match it with his leasing schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Because if, like just hypothetically, next year we wanted to live together, like one of us are gonna either have to break the lease or pay double rent or find a sublease. And oh my God, finding a subletter is just like the most stressful thing. I think like that's a big reason why I didn't study abroad in college. Like it's such a hassle. And so, okay, now I'm remembering. Yeah, like that's why I was really upset, because actually in between from when I really originally wanted to move out, I had two offers. Offers of like, you know, a friend that you introduced me to.
Right.
I could have lived with them. And I mean, the rent was great. Mm. Like it was really cheap. And then another friend, it was actually even cheaper in a really good neighborhood, like really cheap, like really, really good price. Your own, it had like your own restroom and your own bedroom, but it also had a door to the bedroom and bathroom. It was weird. You had like a, your own common area-ish, like a very tiny one.
Whoa.
But like a mini hallway to the restroom.
Wait, that's so nice.
And it was really cheap, you know?
Yeah.
Really cheap. And so I forewent those opportunities to move in with him.
Is it forewent?
It's not forgoed. Is it forgoed?
I think it's forgoed. Who says forewent?
Jesus. Forgoed.
Uh-huh.
Let's just go with forgoed.
Is it forwent?
Forwent!
Oh, it's my God. That's crazy.
Oh, right.
I have never heard that in my life. Let's go diction.
Let's go!
That was beautiful.
Forwent. I forwent. I forwent. That opportunity. I did. And so, Yeah.
I do think that it's a miracle when like timing with friends and moving out,
yes,
like it aligns, because yes, I think it's really hard to get like what? I was burping. Smells like pho.
My nose is kind of clogged, so can't really smell anything.
I do think that like when the opportunity comes up, yeah, and like everyone is perfectly aligned, like it's, yeah, truly meant to be.
Yeah.
Because even like with my roommates, like we lived at home post-grad, and I think, yeah, it's hard to kind of like go back to your home setting, and then pandemic hit, and then, yeah, it was a lot. And so I'm glad that you're finally moving out. This is, yeah, a big life step.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad because I'm like thinking about it, and it's going to happen like a month and a half, right? Yeah. It's going to happen in a month and a half. And because I've been spending so much time with my dogs because I was so sick. I was like bedridden, you guys. I felt kind of bad. I was like really worried if this, you know, illness was contagious to dogs, because they were like just in my room with me the entire time. But like, how often am I going to see I think I'm going to miss my dogs more.
No, you are.
Right?
For sure.
Than your parents?
Yeah, because you can't communicate with your dogs.
Yeah. I think I'm going to miss my dogs.
No, it's really freaking sad.
So I'll just like kind of hug them, and I'm slipping really sad.
Dude, my dog Leo is so old and so grumpy. You know, I can't even cuddle with him anymore because I'm afraid he's going to bite me. It's really sad. Yeah.
I'm going to miss my dogs the most. And then the food. And then maybe my mom and sister and her dad. I'm joking. I'm going to miss them all.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah, so just some tips for you guys. If you guys are thinking about moving out, just, yeah, take the step. If everything is like aligned and correct, like just take the step. I think it's a beautiful process to kind of like grow in, yeah, like becoming an adult, preparing
your
own food.
I'm excited for myself.
Decorating.
Oh my God, preparing your own food.
Calling SoCal Gas.
I've heard of SoCal Gas.
LADWP.
What's that?
LA District of Water and Power.
But I wouldn't have to call that.
You have to make an account.
Wait, why do I need to call that? What if the apartment covers it?
And then you're golden.
Right? Like the utilities portion.
Yeah. But otherwise, you have to call them, make an account, and then you start getting charged.
Yeah. Do you pay for sewage?
Yeah, it's really sad.
I think I know all this because remember I told you there was this one time I sat at the table with my dad and he was going through all the mail and he was explaining to me how the sewage too, like half of the pipes are ours and half the pipe is the city's, like on the street. And I was telling you this because of your picnic. The woman was like, you're on my property or whatever. It's like, well, technically, depending on where you were sitting, you're either sitting on the city's property or it's like the actual home
property. Is that what the sewage fee is? Because me and my roommates took it as the water bill is for the water coming into your home, and then you also have to pay for the sewage going out of your home.
So why don't they teach this at school?
I don't know. And then I use Lemonade for renter's insurance, just by the way.
Lemonade?
Yeah, it's called Lemonade. It's $5 a month. Yeah, so I know you got rid of some of your subscriptions, but you're going to have to add renter's insurance back on.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be here for you if you need Facebook Marketplace help.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. I'm sure there'll be another episode of maybe like a month or two move-in check-in.
Let's go.
Or who knows? Maybe put like in the summer, every single check-in will be something I learned from living outside of my home.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for listening to another episode. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you for just sticking with us on this journey. Sorry it was a little bit chaotic because Julie got sick and then I cried on last week's episode. Just been a little bit emotional. Go ahead and follow us on TikTok and Instagram though if you want to keep up on at purugi.podcast, on Twitter at purugipodcast, me on Instagram at HANAKETTT,
and me on TikTok at BEJULIFIED.
Yay.
Awesome. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Oh, that was like yours was like a not a ooh, but it was a Like your teeth are not going to touch, and it's like a.
Okay. Awesome.
Bye.